Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Matt Day. A Microsoft exec says the company will pull the plug on developing AI if the technology starts to become a threat to humanity. Matt, this sounds great and everything, but who decides what a threat is?
So that's a great question, and Microsoft has done a whole lot of work over the years to essentially build committees and equip executives with the right tools to evaluate AI, right? How do you know when something's dangerous? What lines do you draw in the sand? You know, it's a little bit of an open question, and I think we're still a little bit far away from technology that's going to be a real risk to all of us, let's say, but something that Microsoft is thinking about and putting a stake in the ground saying, hey, we intend to do it right.
Do they give any examples of what they considered to be a threat?
I mean, so the basic theory, short answer is no, but the broader assumption here is that if these AI systems that OpenAI and PAL and Microsoft are developing, if they get powerful enough, eventually you could have a system of software that can improve itself autonomously from human controls, could find ways to replicate itself, could get outside of the box, as this Microsoft exec said, and then potentially do things that are not aligned with our interests. That's kind of the long-term fear here.
So obviously they think that it could be used, you know, for nefarious purposes.
Oh yeah, there's a whole, you know, laundry list of hypotheticals here, you know, finding security vulnerabilities, whether that's in technology or in the real world. You know, there's fears of bioweapons or nuclear secrets getting replicated with these systems. There's a whole lot of ways it could go wrong.
How far along is Microsoft on AI? I mean, what would pulling the plug mean for them?
So pulling the plug, I mean, the way they phrased it in their interview with us at Bloomberg was they would just stop developing the system, right? I think it doesn't go too far down the pipe to say they'd unplug the computer, so to speak. But I think it's important to know that this is still, you know, years out, right? This is still sort of a speculative milestone that, like, you know, not only would we have to create AI that can, you know, do human tasks as efficiently as we do, but exceed them. That's kind of what we're talking about here, and that's something that's, you know, it's not around the corner at Microsoft or elsewhere in the industry.
That could be an ethical dilemma, though, right? I mean, you can give a list of things that they're doing, you know, bad AI, but then they can also point to a lot of good things that the AI is doing.
That's right, and that's the case for developing this stuff in the first place. As they say, you know, we could stop developing this, but then we might leave cancer cures on the table, for example. We might leave advances in material science or other areas of medical research. There's a lot of things people are hopeful for that these AI and large language model based systems can achieve. They just got to be realistic, Microsoft says, about the threats that they might pose if they get smarter.
Any other companies making a pledge like this?
So it is pretty common to hear about this these days. You know, OpenAI, you know, famously, they're a nonprofit. They were founded to develop AI for the benefit of humanity and to funnel it back into things that are good for people. Anthropic, another leading AI company, which was founded by OpenAI alumni, they make similar pledges. And if anything, they're even sort of more strident in their commitments to making things safe. So I think the major actors kind of around the table in the big AI world, certainly in the West, are saying, you know, listen, we want to be safe with this stuff.
Matt, good to talk to you. Thanks for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Matt Day. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.